Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And you know I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100% in the building.
Hey.
You know how we do. We want you to holler at us. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to social network with us. Go to the Smooth Drama page, or you can hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Wayne, meet me. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me. I add you back. Talk to me, I'll talk to you back. I promise. Tweet me, I'll tweet you back. That could be a song. Tweet me and I'll tweet you back. Anyway. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to become a subject of my illustrious co-host. So, illustrious co-host, tell them how they can be down with your kingdom.
Always join me on Twitter @100%. Hit me up on Facebook, Miss 100%, or email me, Miss100%@yahoo.com.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
So simple and easy to do.
So simple and easy. Sort of like the intimacy 2.0 dress that they got out there. It for those of you who don't know, it's designed by some dude named Dan Ruzgarday of whatever. Anyway. Dan has designed this fabric that becomes transparent when the woman gets aroused. I'm like, man, look, I am going to get my woman a bunch of these. It's like, hey, you can't even perpetrate. You naked.
But what is that supposed to mean, though? Like, okay, so what if a woman gets aroused? Just because she gets aroused don't mean that she gonna sleep with you, or don't mean that it's you that she's thinking about sleeping with. I mean, she could be thinking about humping a dog. I mean, what if she get aroused? Thinking about chocolate potato chips and get aroused. I mean, come on.
So you're saying that women get aroused thinking about chocolate potato chips?
I do.
All right, this show's over. That's it. I'm pulling the plug. All right, thank y'all for listening. Got that left to talk about.
I mean, the chocolate is so satisfying. And then when you add the potato chip part, it's so crunchy and you get the sweet and the salty together. And it's like, yum. It's so delicious.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm not even going to say how much bullshit that is. Okay,
is it my understanding that you guys think, okay, this woman, a woman puts this dress on and she gets aroused and the dress disappears, and then, like they said, all the cards are on the table, so that means automatically she just gonna, you know what I'm saying, the panties coming off and the legs is opening and it's on and popping.
What I'm saying is, if I'm around and I'm talking to you and you become aroused, hello.
Mm-hmm.
It's implied that I hope I got something to do with you being aroused. See, that's the point.
But here's the thing, though. It says if you're going to show a lot more than side boob when you dance, walk briskly, witness a fender bender, eat a grape, or engage in any other mildly heart-thumping activity. So you could be where a woman could be wearing this dress, and if her heart rate goes up, the dress will disappear. So it doesn't necessarily mean that she's horny. So it's kind of confusing. I think it'll confuse y'all even more. Because like I said, she could be thinking about eating a chocolate potato chip. And she's like, bro, what's wrong with you? Or bacon. I was thinking about eating a BLT sandwich. I wasn't thinking about you.
Whatever. The point is, first and foremost, if you're wearing that dress, you're in that state of mind from the jump, for one. Because it's sort of like you have certain clothes that you wear that says, yeah, it's that time. So if you're wearing the dress that will disappear when you're turned on, I mean, you're wearing it on purpose, right? You ain't wearing it like, yeah, I want to send out some false signals tonight.
You never know.
Whatever. Well, any ladies that it right now that he's in production to do a whole line of intimacy clothing, which I'm sure will include some clothing for men also, which I don't know if that's a good thing, because it's like some of you dudes, y'all get turned on because the wind blows.
Okay, stop it. So how is it different from women, though? That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say it was different. Okay. I'm just saying that because men are simple and women are not. Y'all are complex. So you wear your come fuck me clothes. Men, we don't have come fuck me clothes. You don't put on that pair of jeans and that shirt. It's like, yeah, these are the clothes that make the women want to holler. So that is the difference. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
That's a whole other conversation, but okay. Yeah. I get where you're going. All
right. I'm just saying. Anyway. We going to get off that, and because tonight, of course, is special helmet night, and we can never go without talking about the people who deserve special helmets, like this dude in the UK who is attacking women with animal semen. Like, he just ran up on them and, like, just sprayed, you know, just squirted these two girls, smeared them.
Wow.
And it's like, I guess, in the same area, 2009 and 2010, some girls got attacked the same way.
Mm-hmm. It's funny they called him an animal semen wielding menace. You know how they say a knife wielding criminal? They said animal semen wielding menace. So he just going around like, ha! Here's some animal come play. There you go, girl. But you know what? It is disturbing and not funny that he's like doing this to teenagers. Like, he's a real, he's already a creep, but he's just like a pedophile creep. Like, ugh.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't matter pedophile creep or just creep. First, how in the hell is he getting the animal semen?
Oh, Lord.
I mean, is this a dude? Is his homie have like a farm?
Please.
I'm saying. Please. I mean, you think about it for a second. He got to get it somehow. So he's straight up milking. He's milking bulls or pigs or whatever the hell, so he could go out and attack. See, this is what I'm talking about. These are the people that birth control was created for.
Oh, goodness.
I'm saying, and if you're taking the time to milk the sperm from animals so that you can spray them on human beings, you deserve the death penalty. I mean, it's a wrap. I hear about something like that, they catch this guy and you find out, yeah, well, you know, I've been jerking off raccoons, you know how much. Anyway.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, you talk about me with the mental pictures and all, that's just so nasty.
Hey, this is a dude, he's got animal sperm. How else do you get animal sperm?
It said he always carrying a bag, so I guess the bag is what he's carrying the stuff around in.
Right. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Mm.
But hey, whatever.
Okay.
And I mean, tonight this is our provocative black show. So I must make my mandatory, as we know it's Black History Month, we're supposed to be extra black tonight and for the rest of this month, despite the fact that we're black all year.
Now you hush up that black talk. Massa here, you talk about all that black talk, all that African stuff. He go, what the hide out of it?
Oh, snaps. I sorry, Massa. I won't bring up nothing about yous and yos peoples milking the raccoons and the possums for they semen. I saw it, boss.
Please go on. I can't do it no more.
Anyway. And speaking of, I saw this. Shout out to my man, M. Steezy. You know who you are. Sent me the link. Semen recipe book, Natural Harvest. It's like, they have a book for semen recipes. And I knows, boss, I'm not supposed to be talking about your secrets and your secret recipes. But, really? Yeah. I mean, it's a real book on Amazon.
Yeah, I checked that out and they're serious. Like, they have all types of different cuisine, and I use that term cuisine loosely, that you can prepare with semen. They have Asian and just all kinds of different stuff. And the main ingredient is, ugh.
Massa gonna be mad at you.
Ugh.
You tell her his special ingredients.
I don't know if I can go any further with that one.
It's not about going any further. I just want to know. If you want to sell this stuff, I mean, you and Amazon, y'all would actually let the semen Natural Harvest book go on sale?
I mean, I guess they can't discriminate and say, you know, they can only sell certain books, you know what I'm saying? And especially if there's an audience for it. I mean, because obviously it is. Like, when you go on to Amazon, there's an audience. Like, people are really buying this book. So it's a lot of people out there that like to eat things. A lot of followers out there.
Moving on. Also on Amazon, there was the Images to Stop You from Masturbating book. And I'm like, who would really want to buy that? I'm trying to think. Have they sold a book? Because it's like it's guaranteed to gross you out and to make you unsatisfied with yourself.
Because it said that even the person with the strongest libido wouldn't be able to get aroused with these images. And I don't want to see the book. I don't want to look at it. I just, no. Because if it's that bad that it'll just... You heard the expression, you know, you a fuck up a wet dream. Yeah, I don't want to fool with nothing like that.
And see, I asked this question because I don't want to be racial with it, but I'm gonna be. And just ask the white person who put this book up, what was you thinking? You deserve a special help. Come on. Come on. I could be wrong. I'm taking an uneducated guess into thinking that a white person, I could be wrong. Y'all can prove me wrong. It could have been a black dude or an Asian guy. Just said, hey, you know what? Or Mexican. The Mexican homie's like, hey, ASA, let's put up this book that's going to make people not want to masturbate SA. Now, I mean, I can't see the Mexican homie having that conversation.
I couldn't either.
I can't see. I mean, it's like me and you sitting around talking like, hey, you want to put up a book of images that's going to make people not want to masturbate?
Not want to masturbate.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell you want to do some dumb shit like that for?
All right. I mean, that's how people get hung up on. Like, what? Click. You was tripping.
Or like Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher when she told the little girl, see, you keep saying shit like that, you could get punched.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well.
When you do the natural harvest and the images to stop you from masturbating books, you trying to get punched.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, we're going to go on break because I can't go no further. And the song is from the Mighty Temptations. We going back to the old school here. Ball of Confusion. Because I don't know about you, 100. I'm confused.
Totally.
Because of the color of the skin.
together you got to smooth drummer.
People, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was The Mighty Temptation with Ball of Confusion. And guess what, Mr. F the N-Word?
What time is it?
It is time for the Hater of the Week.
All right. Now, first, before we get to the Hater of the Week, I wanted to say, ain't it weird how what they was talking about in the 70s? The war, Ball of Confusion, people going crazy. The exact same stuff is happening in 2013.
It's nothing new under the sun, bruh. It's history constantly repeats itself in one form or another.
Yeah, people still talking about stop the war.
Yes.
Anyway. Hate. Is the middle name of this guy here. Bruce Steeman is our Steeman, whatever the hell, it don't matter. This dude is sentenced to jail for 7 years for stalking Sarada Hicks. Now, what he did to her was on another level of the game. Because this dude, 100, hated on her like, they started dating and they became friends and then they became more than friends and then he got a phone on the family plan and then he got all her information on all her friends and contacts and he emailed all of them saying I had an STD.
Wow.
Yep. After the STD incident, she broke up with him. And then this hater sent a video of the two of them having sex to her daughter's Twitter followers.
Wow.
Yes.
And, wow.
Yes. And he put her and her daughter on prostitution and pornography websites.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he started slashing her tires.
What?
Yeah, they caught him with a knife in his hand and with laptops full of evidence in his car.
Goodness gracious. Now, you know what? I would just say, like, Pops, what's the name of the show? The Wayans brothers, or what he said on, oh, Boomerang, don't be pussy whoop. Whoop that pussy. Because that is the worst form of being pussy whoop that I have ever heard. Like,
oh, no. Is that pussy whooped? Or is,
yes, because it been driving crazy. Like, he just, that's another level of, if I can't have you, nobody will. Like, because I feel horrible or bad because I can't have you, I'm going to make sure you feel my pain. I want you to feel as bad as I feel.
I mean, but he put, I mean, he sent the link to his daughter's, to her daughter's Twitter followers.
And now remember, though,
that is low.
Remember the definition that I read about the pedophile and all of that, and it was, you know, the exchanging or engaging in any sexual act, if it's video, if it's talking to him online. So I'm wondering, couldn't he still be charged with, you know, because she's a minor and he's sending that stuff to her? To a minor?
Well, no, he put it on her Twitter page. So,
but then he also posted her and her mother as prostitutes. Like,
Yeah, he deserved to go to jail. And
he does. I mean, that's beyond stalking. That's beyond being a hater. You just a rotten motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody should ever date him ever again.
I'm thinking he's going to get dates, but not the kind of dates that he can stalk.
Nasty date coming your way, Bruce Diamond.
Yes. Yeah, they gonna holler at you. They gonna be like, yeah, homie. You know,
you like to make videos, huh?
Yeah, well, we can make a video and send to everybody in every cell. We can make a VHS.
I hear them now. Hey, T-Bo, go get the grape jelly. Get my salad toast.
You went to Great Jelly. Anyway. Yeah, he's the hater of the week, and he deserves a special helmet. Speaking of special helmets, Tawana Bourne, like the Bourne Identity or whatever, Bourne Legacy, whichever movie you want to
call it. Or should have never been born or was born with no common sense.
This woman pulled a loaded gun at a Chuck E. Cheese on another parent. Because they was arguing over something. Yeah, it said that the born son pushed her 2-year-old daughter off of a ride. So the woman started arguing with her, and so she pulled a gun on her. Now, mind you, Born describes herself as a very good person that is very involved in the community. That's why she carries straps to Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, she had a strap in Chuck E. Cheese 100.
She is the founder of a nonprofit organization that works with parents on crisis prevention and intervention. And she took a 380 to Chuck E. Cheese. Wow.
Hey, I guess you never know when you got to stand your ground, though.
Wow.
Whatever. And I guess people, she felt like, hey, if somebody comes into Chuck E. Cheese wanting to shoot, I'll be ready.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Ball of confusion.
Oh, yeah, that is confusing. She's all the way confused. How are you going to work with kids on crisis prevention, and you're the fucking person that's going around causing this kind of stuff? This is ridiculous.
Yo, got that gap.
Oh my goodness.
Got that gap.
And I presume from the name Tawana that it was a black girl.
Unfortunately, it was. Not that it would have mattered if it had been anybody non-black, because we would have talked about your ass regardless.
Right. But my point is, here we go again with this shit. You know, just... one step forward, three steps back.
I'm stuck on the fact that she went strapped to Chuck E. Cheese. It's like... because I thought Chuck E. Cheese was like safe ground.
Where a kid can be a fucking kid, not no more.
Yeah, so now I'm in Chuck E. Cheese, like, looking around, like, how many of these people in here strapped and ready?
Oh, my goodness.
Am I going to get pulled out on if one of the kids that's involved, I know, and they get into it with another kid, parent just going to roll up, yo, what's up?
Now, see, I could have understood if she pulled it on one of them characters. Now, because here, we don't have the characters no more, you know, where the old Chuck E. Cheese, because it used to be called Showbiz Pizza, and they have all these little characters walking around in these suits, and those characters are pretty scary. You know, I could see if she pulled it on one of them, she got startled and pulled it up. I mean, or I could see if it was she was just carrying it because all the stuff that's going on in the world, and she just want to be ready. But no, she with straps just for the intent of saying, I ain't taking no shit from nobody. I don't care if it is a place for kids and kids gonna be kids and fight and whatever. She just wanted to start some shit that day. Period and point blank.
Chuck E. Cheese, where kids can be a kid.
Not no more.
Yeah. I mean, they can still be kids, but mama might be strapped. So, I mean, you know how it goes. Once you hear it happens once, then they like, oh, what? Bitches is bringing guns to Chuck E. Cheese? I better get my strap.
Right.
So now it's going to be like shooting up in Chuck E. Cheese now.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You just, well, nowhere is sacred anymore. Nowhere. That is crazy. Not even Chuck E. Cheese. That's a damn shame.
And speaking of nothing being sacred, Luke from 2 Live Crew, formerly of 2 Live Crew fame, sent a letter to Rick Ross.
Mm.
And for those of you who don't know, Rick Ross, former correctional officer, rapper, gangster rapper.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm just gonna read because I got a lot of stuff to say. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but when he says, you know, he talks about, hey, you survived a bunch of rap beefs, and, yeah, you've arrived, but Luke goes on to say, but all this gangster bullshit is jeopardizing your career.
Mm-hmm.
No club or arena going to risk people getting shot. You can forget about doing tours and CD signings, and if you can't make money, watch how fast Warner Brothers turns on you.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, you got the gangster disciples breathing down your neck because you name-dropped Larry Hoover. They want you to go see them and cut them a check. And it's a shame you can't enjoy life without spending part of your earnings on heavy security or risking your freedom by purchasing the arsenal. Remember, that's what landed T.I. and Lil Wayne in prison. And he goes on to say, hip-hop has a rich history of college guys who never committed a crime, rapping about moving kilos of cocaine and taking out snitches. Every gangster rapper takes on the role of a real hood legend to build up street cred. But I don't want you to fall into the trap of believing you are really a gangster. Trust me, you don't want to go out like Biggie Smalls and Tupac. It's time to squash your beefs.
Now, see, that's wise words from Uncle Luke. You know what I'm saying? Now, Uncle Luke, we can't say, okay, Uncle Luke, he the best role model or whatever, but what I can say is,
I want to rock.
He'd have been in the business for a long time. So he's telling him from, you know what I'm saying, a old school point of view, like, you know, I've seen what happens to guys like you, and you smarter than that. Why are you putting yourself in this predicament? And like I said before, when all of this started going down, you are obviously a very smart businessman. I don't understand. And you know what? In some ways, he's talented as well. So why do you have to rap about stuff that's not real? Rap about what's real. You know, there's nothing wrong with rapping about positive things. Nothing at all.
Well, first and foremost, his name is Rick Ross.
That's not his name.
Right, that's not his real name. So he took it from one of the most despicable people in the drug game, a guy that worked in the Iran-Contra deal. He was the guy that was getting the drugs, that was supplying the money to the Contras in Nicaragua. And so he's like, yeah, I want to be gangster, so I'm going to take on somebody hard's name. you know, that is fucking disgusting to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm on record. I don't care for drug dealers. I mean, if it was up to me, they would all die of an overdose of acid. Battery.
Say how you feel, bro.
But, you willingly want to take on that persona. It's like, dude, you was a correction officer.
Wow.
As Luke said, a lot of college graduates. It's like, and I guess you can't knock his hustle because he's perpetrated his way to a lot of money. But now, how's that looking for you?
Mm-hmm.
Your life is on the line every day because you was perpetrating.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if this would ever happen, but you know how people, when they scam somebody, when businessmen scam somebody, they go to jail. You know, what's the guy's name? He had the Ponzi scheme going and he
made
yeah. Okay. It's kind of along those lines, like you're selling a product that does not exist and people are buying into it. Now, it's like you said, it's a despicable thing, but still, it's a fake product. So I wonder if they start, okay, this is what you say you are. And if this is not what you really are and people are buying your product, your music, whatever, because this is what you say you are, this is what you say you're selling, and then when they find out they're not, start giving people their money back.
Yeah,
off of a lie.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the thing. We live in the age of the internet. They already know that Rick Ross is not his name. They know about Freeway Ricky Ross.
Well, not saying Rick Ross is his name, but I'm saying, you know, you're supposed to be this person, and that's not who you really are.
Right, but so, that's my point. The people out there know. I ain't talking about him. The people buying these records, they know already that he perpetrating. See, and that's the issue. I mean, we talking about people at the end of the day who are like, yeah, you know what? He perpetrating, but I don't care.
Because it sounds good.
Right. It doesn't matter whether or not everything he says is false and illegitimate. It's the fact that, hey, you know what? Sound good. I mean, I believe Chris Rock said it a long time ago. It's like, so long as the beat is good, you can say anything. Like he was talking about, women will dance to slap with the dick, slap with the dick, slap with the dick, slap with the dick. And I mean, he can come out and say some stuff that he's never done and will never do. And get mad respect and money for it. And you wonder why these other dudes, these other cats on the radio and their videos talking stupid. Because people are stupid and they expect nothing less from their whatchamacallit, from their music artists.
Yeah. Real gangsters don't want to be called out. They don't want to be recognized. They don't want to go to prison. They want to stay out and keep doing what they do so that they can keep making money. They don't want people to know what they're doing.
Well, the point is, he ain't doing nothing, so he could talk about it all day. I mean, like, I can come out with a rap album, I done killed 40 people, and I killed 40 more. Except to me, I shoot you out my dough. I mean, you can say some stupid shit later and be like, oh, man, he talking about just walking out his door and smoking food. Boom. And I'm set.
That's no reason. That damn, he a beast.
Right.
he just pistol whipping people just because he feel like it. Right. Like, really?
Yeah, he said he on his roof just shitting on people. Anyway. On that note, we got to go on break. This is Stevie Wonder off the Bamboozle soundtrack, Misrepresented People.
In 1492, you came up on the shore. 700 years educated by the Moors. 17th century, genocide and the gun. Middle passage blessed to market the African in the so-called land of God. My kind were treated hard. From back then until now, I see in you slavery. We have been a misrepresented people. From back then until now, just see my family tree. We have been a misrepresented people. We have been a misrepresented people.
Together you gotta be smooth, drummer, smooth.
people. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. After N-Word. I am Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Stevie Wonder, Misrepresented People.
Yeah. And you know,
you know what's happening. It's time for our dumbass of the week.
Excuse me. Kind of got a tie going on here. Because the dumbasses were just so extra special. I mean, the special helmets for these two cats. First dumbass out of Florida. You know, I could not neglect my favorite state. This dude tried to disguise himself as the sun. He was accused of stealing a towel and then trying to disguise himself as the sun. He broke into a house to steal a towel.
A towel.
A towel. And when they
be slapped for this, come on, man.
Yeah, and when the deputies who were investigated, they arrived, they said that he was trying to disguise himself as the towel.
I don't understand that.
He I'm guessing that he peed on the towel and
what?
And balled himself up and put the towel over himself. That's the only way that I can see. It's like, well, I'm the sun, see?
Never mind.
Yeah.
See?
You can't make this.
But this is my thing. Why don't people ever pull guns on people like this?
Hey, you know, I can honestly say this is the reason why I'm not a cop, because people like that, I would be shooting and just electrocuting all the time.
I would have just beat his ass just for being stupid.
Man, you could break something. You could break your hand.
Yeah, because I would have went ham on his idiotic ass. That's just dumb beyond measure.
Yeah. It just, yeah. And the next guy was not too much better. Andrew Mendoza. He called his girlfriend, and he said, "Hey, if I don't hear from you, I'm gonna go next door and I'm gonna mess with the neighbor's horse." And so he went, and when they asked him why, he's like, "I was trying to make the horse have a baby. I was thinking that it would have a horseman baby. I ain't going to lie. I blew a nut in the horse."
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There's not too much that you can add on that.
I don't know what else to say.
What is there to say? Yep. So we shall move on, because
that
I don't think you can top what he said.
No, it just leaves me speechless, but you know.
That's it. So we gonna go to something that left me speechless when I saw it. There's a book called The Infinity Ring, and it's a part of a set. It's a set of Scholastic books, as well as video games or whatnot, or a game for kids. So what happens is the first book, 100. Is you can take this infinity ring back. I guess supposedly there's a war between two groups, and they mess up time. They mess up supposedly important events in time. So it's supposedly three kids. One of them black. I just wanted to put that out there because it's insane what they want done, because book one is them saving Christopher Columbus from a mutiny. He's about to be thrown overboard. And I saw it and I'm like, so the rape and pillaging of the Native Americans Christopher Columbus, people know him as the so-called guy who discovered America. I just know him as a slave trader, 'cause that's what he was. So if he got thrown overboard, I'd be like, yeah, good job, homie.
So in this Infinity Ring, I don't know if it's a series of books.
Yep.
It supposedly is for kids.
For kids.
And they're supposed to be ensuring that nothing in history changes.
Right, because I guess there are some other people, namely people who think like me and you, who would have Christopher Columbus thrown overboard on his boat. But see, for me, 100, I'm just thinking that if we got the Infinity Ring and we was going to go back in time, one, if we showed up on the ship, we'd have to have our AK-47 automatic machine gun. And I'm just thinking we just take out the whole crew.
Yeah.
Save one guy, the dude that can steer the ship. Well, no, because we're going to leave anyway. So, yeah, everybody's dying. I'm shooting Christopher Columbus first.
Just take them all out.
Take them all out. Free all the slaves down below in the gallows. Hey, take this shit wherever you want, homie. You free.
And see, I get what you're saying, because for people who are a bit slow, they're basically saying that Christopher Columbus was a cool dude for being a slave trader, so they have to go back in time and save him from being thrown overboard so that he can go down in history just as he did, being perpetrated as this good guy who discovered a country or a place that people, there was already inhabitants. So to me, the whole idea of the Infinity Ring is asinine. It's like, okay, I can understand, you know, going back in time and witnessing different things and, you know, stuff like that, but I can't understand how people in their right mind would think, yeah, let's go back in time and save a slave trader. Let's go back in time and prevent, you know, wars. It's helping people to invade other countries, and this whole thing is just crazy. And the fact that they're trying to push it onto our children in school.
Well, it's not just about pushing it on the kids in school. See, we talk about Black History Month, but Christopher Columbus as a slave trader don't come up in Black History Month. That's history. It don't come up in, I guess, the other 11 White History Months. But the fact that is not common knowledge is my issue. I mean, they have three other books now.
Right. That's what I was talking about.
Is saving France from the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who gives a damn? Mm-hmm. That's not important historically. Hey, if France falls, good riddance. Book three, not stopping slavery, but talking about keeping the Underground Railroad alive.
Right. Why not? Okay, so why not just do something to prevent slavery? Therefore, you wouldn't even have to try to keep the Underground Railroad alive. Just, to me, it's just a bunch of BS.
Right. That was my issue. I'm like, okay, so they want to keep the Underground Railroad. I'm like, but if you can go back in time and the people who are coming over, I say you start with the first slave traders. Soon as they set foot to try to get slaves, you just AK-47, take them all out. or I mean, we just, as where we had that drone strike, we bring drones through with us.
Mm-hmm.
Drone strike, boom. And I mean, they may not get it the first time, but the second slave ship, drone strike, boom. After a while, they'll get the message that, hey, you know what? Every time we send a ship to Africa to try to get some slaves, they get blowed up. It's not a good idea.
And then slavery never happens.
Correct the mundo. And if it does, it is something with the local citizens, and that's on them.
Yeah. So the Infinity Ring, people, don't let your kids read this book, correct?
Yeah, because it's a scholastic book, meaning they send it, and if the teachers like it, they can order some more. If you see it, just use it as a fossil fuel and burn it in your if you do happen to be one of the lucky people to have a fireplace, it would burn very well. That's a smooth drama of tidbit, because we care. Yeah.
Because we care, or because we don't, because we hate racist people.
No, that's that subliminal stuff that gets thrown out there. But
right.
that's another show for another day. Thank you all for listening. For Miss 100%, you know me, I'm Mr. F the N word, and y'all know we hate ignorance, and we gonna fight it to the end. And if we stop fighting it, it's probably because the ignorant folks got to us. No, on that note, we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.